You know what? I'm gonna stand up in studio for this. I'm gonna do a poem called Coexistence. And basically, for the listeners that don't know, the mainstream media in the U.S. is pretty ridiculous. And their version of coexistence is if the Palestinian people essentially give up 98% of their homeland, negotiate for 100 years, give up the right of return, live under a system of apartheid, and then maybe they can have a state of their own. I mean, that's the idea of coexistence within Israel's frame of mind. So this is what coexistence is, and this is kind of a response to that kind of CNN style of silliness. I don't want to coexist. Not like good guys and bad guys and true lies and propaganda. Put on black faces, cab drivers, your deli owners, and your racist comedies. Not bomb your Dunkin' Donuts with my kafia, fist pound Fox News, or let you steal my food and call it Israeli salad. I won't mess with a Zohan, or let them turn the rocks of Palestinian children into balloon animals, while Israeli soldiers snipe our children's heads, shoulders, knees, and stomachs. Hollywood snipes years of young ones with lovable tales of blue and white heroes. I'm not looking for your approval, not a token role, or job on my knees scrubbing toilets in Israel's Congress. I'd rather fight with blacks and Latinos against oppression than concede to a mainstream plantation that sees me as other unless I'm checking a college application. I don't believe in the tooth fairy or 2,000 claims of homes you supposedly deserve when people are resurrected and walked on water. I'll exist in a world that fights against racism like Martin and Malcolm, bleeds ghetto tales of Stephen Biko as a song that never dies no matter what apartheid makes of our bodies, feeds mouths in Belfast streets, and resurrects Bobby Sands' message so that we'll never be hungry again. And whether you know it or not, I'm the best solution you have. One man asking for one vote, telling him to look at the sea, and I'll never drive you into it. I'll never return the favor. I'm not outstretching an olive branch and a rifle. I'm extending reality, because being surrounded by so-called enemies on your borders is easier than in your towns and election centers. We may not be brothers, but this neighborhood has made us cousins. I don't want to coexist. I want to exist as a human being, and justice will take care of the rest.